This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We have heard this week what the Greeks think about the looming referendum and the Spaniards. Today, Germany, arguably the biggest pillar of the European Union, definitely its biggest economy. The BBC's business correspondent Rob Young is in Berlin. Hello, Rob.
Hi.
First things first, what's the mood? What's the general chatter over there, I suppose, in Berlin?
Many Berliners I've been talking to are absolutely gripped by the referendum campaign taking place in Britain. There is wall-to-wall TV coverage of it. It is in every newspaper that I have picked up, because remember, Germany was one of the founding nations, one of the architects originally of what has become the European Union. And many people here fear that the continent could perhaps move backwards in some way, economically or politically, if the UK, one of Europe's biggest economies, does vote to leave.
Do they fear for Germany's economy or the larger European experiment as a whole?
Both, frankly. There was a survey today, and it found that a third of manufacturers think that there will be a negative impact on their business if Britain votes to leave. And I've been talking to the head of the German Industrial Association, the BDI, and he told me that if Britain does vote to leave, and if the European Union, or what remains of the European Union, and Britain fail to do a free trade deal, he fears there would be job losses among German manufacturers. Mm. If, for example, there were export-import tariffs slapped on German or British goods. But of course, this has not happened before, so we do not know what kind of a deal Britain might get.
What do you make of some of the analysis and some of the statements from German leaders that goes like this? You know what? If the Brits leave, then what we have to do is be really strict with them and almost punish them so that nobody else gets the idea that they can leave the European Union. I mean, Schäuble, the foreign minister, said, or the finance minister said, if you're out, you're out.
Yeah, Wolfgang Schäuble has said, out is out. If you leave the European Union, you leave the European single market, a trading bloc of a potential 500 million consumers. But of course, it may well be that the German government and others are talking tough to try to persuade British voters to vote in favour of staying rather than leaving. Certainly the senior German industrialist I've been talking to says that he would be putting pressure on his government and on the EU to give Britain some kind of a free trade deal, because they don't want to sell fewer German-made cars or machines to the Brits.
Is it your sense that the Germans you have spoken to would rather have Britain unenthusiastically in than unenthusiastically out, given how close the polling is over there?
There are a couple of schools of thoughts on this. Some people do not want to see the European Union, a club which originally was six nations more than half a century ago, now grown to 28. They don't want to see that reduce in size, because they fear that might be the end of what they regard as the ideal of the European Union. But the German finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, he has said that even if a majority in Britain votes to stay, he says the European Union cannot go on as before. He said otherwise the people will say you just didn't understand anything. So it seems that whichever way this vote in Britain goes, there is perhaps a sense that it has already changed the course of this continent.
Rob Young, the BBC's business correspondent. We got him, as you can hear, on the streets of Berlin. Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks, Guy.